on the hallowed ground of Kiev's Independence Square, there are some incongruous sights. A jellyfish museum next to makeshift memorials to the protesters who lost their lives in the 2014 revolution. Ukraine, it seems, is moving on. But what about its politics? Familiar faces are vying to be the next president. Incumbent Petro Poroshenko says he has led reforms, moving toward the West and tackling corruption. Supporters say Ukraine needs continuity.
Changes in a nation come about through changes in people themselves and their relationships. This process is always slow. If you act radically, you disrupt it. I believe that this kind of radicalism delivers worse results than gradual evolution.
Poroshenko's campaign has been tarnished by allegations of corruption in military procurement. Leading the polls is a new face in politics, television comedian Volodymyr Zelensky. At campaign headquarters, young supporters feed a 24/7 social media stream.
The fatigue and the lack of trust in all the political elites has led to a decision by the Ukrainian people to punish them. And the name of this punishment is Zelensky.
In Zelensky's TV show titled Servant of the People, an everyday Ukrainian becomes president by chance, his life about to imitate art. Some say it's too good to be true. The billionaire owner of the channel that broadcast the show, Ihor Kolomoisky, is accused of fraud at Ukraine's Privat Bank, leading to claims that Zelensky is an oligarch's puppet. His team rejects that accusation and says Zelensky would take on Ukraine's corrupt elite.
The first task is to remove the immunity from prosecution of everyone, MPs, judges and the president.
The third leading candidate is Yulia Tymoshenko, the face of the 2004 Orange Revolution. She is promising cheap gas and a tripling of state pensions, putting her on a collision course with the International Monetary Fund.
Her supporters see her as a miracle worker. Her voters are the poorest people of Ukraine, pensioners and people with low salaries.
Looming over the election, the ongoing war in the East.
No matter who becomes president, they can't finish this war by themselves. But they also can't meet Putin's conditions, as the people of this country won't accept it. So it's a stalemate.
The full legacy of the Maidan protests 5 years ago is yet to be determined.
From the dozens of candidates vying to be president, the choice for Ukrainians will likely come down to this. Do they go with a familiar face, someone who knows the system from the inside for all its faults and weaknesses? Or do they go with someone new, a fresh face untested on the political stage at a time when the country is at war? Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Kiev, Ukraine.